Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Chavov in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shlishi, towards the beginning of Aloha Aleph. The Mishnah told us the machlokes between Mitshamay and Besilel, that if there are trees that are planted in between the squares of the garden, is that considered to be a hefsek between the gardens, and then you have to do Peo each one on his own, or it's still considered to be one large field? The Shammai say each one stands on its own. Basil say that the trees do not do a hefsek and you can do a peyo on the entire field together. Says the Gemara now in Daf Chavov and Daf on top. Manan kaiminon. What are we talking about? If the trees are very spread out, Shammai also agree that he does one peyo on the entire field. Trees that are very, very spread out, they're not going to be a hefsek. If you're talking about the trees are very much connected to each other, very close to each other, so Basil will agree that each square, each garden stands on its own. Elo kidan kamino, what we're talking about is benituim moto eser leveseyo. Talking about you have 10 trees within a beiseyo. Chaim points out over here that's about 18 amos between tree to tree, and that is a distance where the machlekes is Bicham and Basil stand. And here we're going to use the girsa of the Ravid. B'chama avdalon kirit sufim. B'chama treated to be as if the trees are very connected and they consider to be a hefsek. U'b'sil avdalon kirim uvachim. And B'sil look at that as they're spread out and they're not a hefsek. Matay mede b'chamai. What's the reason of b'chamai? She'ein derech b'nei odom liyos machnisim zroim b'nei lonus. People don't usually plant between the trees. So therefore, the trees are considered to be a hefsek. It's not normal to have a zera, nizra, grain being planted between the trees. As the b'chamik Rabbi Yosi, or b'chamik go like Rabbi Yosi, k'mo de Rabbi Yosi Oma, the same Rabbi Yosi will say later, ein derech b'nei odom liyos machnisim betzolim b'nei yerek, that you do not put onions between other vegetables, and therefore vegetables are a hefsek in a field of onions. So B'chamai agree, they say the same idea, that people don't plant grain in between the trees. Mistaber the B'chamai yoyde Rabbi Yosi. Doesn't we know, they're not completely the same. B'chamai obviously go with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi lo yoyde le B'chamai. Rabbi Yosi does not agree to B'chamai. B'chamai yoyde Rabbi Yosi, shekene derech b'nei odom liyos machlisim betzolim b'nei yerek. B'chamai will agree to Rabbi Yosi that is not usual to plant onions between vegetables, therefore the vegetables are hefsek. Rabbi Yosi not necessarily agrees to B'chamai, sheken derech b'nei odom liyos machlisim zroim b'nei lonos. People do plant grain between the trees, meaning the Gemara is telling us it's more common to plant grains between the trees than to plant the vegetables and the onions together, and therefore not necessarily the Rabbi Yosi agrees to B'chamai. Says the Gemara, Yosham Goder Kimandu Ilon. A fence, you treat it like a tree. Hayu Shnaim, and the Rav Chaim adds here the word Sricho. Meaning, when you have only one tree, that's not a hefsek. Also, one fence is not a hefsek. But if you have two fences, similarly to what you have two trees, then it becomes a hefsek. That's the Gemara is asking. Do we say that a fence is like a tree? And the same way a tree, once you have more than one, so then you have a hefsek. And the fence will be the same, or not. Maybe fence is not like the tree. And the Gemara does not push it the suffix according to this pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara goes on and says, Moedim Shemir Roshay Shuris B'chamai agree that if the gardens are connected together, so then it's considered to be one field. Says the Gemara, At Kadoin B'muravim Mikan U'Mikan. That makes sense by B'chamai if the gardens are connected in two sides. So if they're connected on both sides, it makes it one big field. Says the Gemara of Chavav on base, Harei Muravi Mitzad Echad. But what happens if they're connected only in one side? Is that good enough to consider it to be one field? The Gemara asks another question. Oy, B'shloi Shatlomim Shal Pesiach. When you say they're connected, does it have to be the size of three tlomim, three plows that you do from field to field, which is the size of two amas, as Chaim says over here? Oy, a field koshu, or even a very small connection is good enough to connect the fields together. The Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah, Minamer Sadeyu, someone who makes this field, different parts of the field are lach, or moist, some of it are dry, and he goes ahead and he harvests only part of it. And that's what it makes it menamer. Menamer means the different shades. Now, a nomer is a leopard who has different shades on his skin. So you have all your different shades in the field. And that's what the Gemara says right away, kad din nimro, meaning like this animal called a nomer. Mokoy mazvolim oilim tchilo namrido korilo. Meaning the place where a person fertilizes the most, that's the one that ripes first, gets dry first. And that's the one that you harvest first. So that's what the Gemara says, that when you have mokoy mazvolim, a fertilized place, oilim tchilo, they are finished first. And that's why namrido korilo. Meaning then it looks like a nomer, then it looks that it has different shapes, shades, because the ones that are ripe first are the ones that are going to be harvested first. So the Mu'at Kedoin Keshaya Yovish Mikan Umikan Velach Be'emtza. This is all good when you have dry in both edges, and in the middle is where you have Tvua, which is moist. He harvests the dry around, and he kept the middle, which is Lach. Haya Lach Mikan Umikan V'Yovish Be'emtza. What happens if it's the opposite? If the middle of the field is what was harvested first, the middle of the field was what ripe to what was dry, and the sides are lach, we'll have the same din. Is it considered to be numer that way? And Reb Chaim explains, because if you have the dry, the one which was ripe in the middle, and now he cuts it, so now when he comes to cut the lach, the moist, then it's considered to be that the middle is not yovish, the middle is empty, it's katzer, it's harvest. So do I consider a harvest part in the middle to be something which stops you from peyo, make a hefsek for peyo? Says the Gemara, Rabboi, Rab Chiyo, Bishar, Rabbi Yochanan, Asya de Rameir, Bishitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabboi. Says Rameir is going in the Shita of Rabbi Akiva as Rabbi. Kemoido Rabbi Akiva Omar, Lach V'yovesh Shnei Minim, Kach Rameir Omer, Lach V'yovesh Shnei Minim. Meaning Rameir agrees to Rabbi Akiva. Where do we see Rameir agreeing to Rabbi Akiva? This goes back to what we learned in the previous parak. In the parak Sheni, we learned that summer who's koitzer l'shachas, a koitzer meir, that's a mafsik. What does it mean koitzer l'shachas? Because l'shachas means you're cutting the tvuah to feed it to the animals before it's fully ripe. So a meir says that's considered to be a hefsek between the grain that's going to be fed for human beings and the grain that's being fed for animals. So a meir is the one who considers shachas and non-shachas like yovish and lach, like dry and moist of Rabbanon. And there, what is he saying? He's saying when you koitzer l'shachas, meaning it's not fully ripe, what do you consider shachas to be? Shachas is comparable to moist, meaning it's not fully ripe. You leave the ones which are ripe on the field. So there, when you're harvesting the shachas in the middle, you're leaving the kama on both sides, that they're going to dry later. It's exactly the same case that we have over here. That you have something which will come dry later, and you're going to harvest it later. In the meantime, you're already a koitzer. You want to know if something which was harvested is considered to be a hefsek. So here, according to Rameir, when you take the shachas in the middle, that's what's considered to be a harvest. And that's a hefsek between what's left in the field to be harvested later. So you see that something kotzer, something which is harvest, is a hefsek. The same Rameir says that the shachas is a hefsek in the middle of the field between the kama on both sides. So Rabbanon will say over here that the dry that was harvested in the middle will be a hefsek between the moist and both sides. So Gemara brings a pshitus to the question that we have on Chachamim for Rabbi Meir. And we say Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Akiva. So we have here understanding in our Mishnah, we can be Poshe the Sufik, that's what Gemara says over here. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Chovov.